PayPal issues PYUSD natively on Polygon to court merchants. PayPal will issue its PYUSD stablecoin natively on Polygon and fold it into the network's open money stack, according to a July 10, 2026 post from CoinMarketCap relaying the announcement. The stated aim is to make it easier for businesses to accept and move the stablecoin. Native issuance is a meaningful change from how PYUSD reached Polygon before. Rather than bridging a wrapped version across from another chain, PayPal is minting the token directly on the network. The distinction matters more than it sounds. A bridge stablecoin carries the risk of whatever bridge holds its collateral, and it fragments liquidity into a wrapped variant that trades separately from the canonical token. Native issuance collapses that gap. Merchants and payment processors dealing in PYUSD on Polygon get the issuer's own token, not a third-party representation of it. Native issuance versus a wrapped bridge PYUSD launched on Ethereum in 2023 and later expanded to Solana. Its presence on Polygon until now leaned on bridging. By minting natively, PayPal removes a layer of counterparty exposure that most users never see, but that has repeatedly caused problems across DeFi, where bridge exploits have drained hundreds of millions in wrapped assets. For a payments company selling trust to businesses, cutting the bridge out of the settlement path is as much a risk decision as a technical one. There's also a liquidity argument. Wrapped tokens split a stablecoin's float between the canonical asset and its bridged copies, thinning the order books that merchants rely on to convert in and out without slippage. Consolidating issuance onto native Polygon PYUSD deepens that pool on a chain built for low-cost, high-throughput transfers. The Open Money Stack pitch integration into Polygon's Open Money Stack is the part aimed squarely at businesses. The Open Money Stack is Polygon's framework for stablecoin and payments infrastructure, meant to give developers and merchants a common set of rails for issuing, moving, and settling digital dollars. Slotting PYUSD into it positions the token as a default settlement option for anything built on that stack, rather than a bolt on a merchant has to wire up manually. For a business, the appeal is cost and speed. Polygon transactions settle in seconds for fractions of a cent, which is the gap card networks cannot close. A traditional card payment routes through interchange fees, and even crypto cards inherit a Visa or MasterCard network spread of roughly 0.5% to 0.9% plus a conversion spread at the point of sale. A stablecoin transfer that settles directly on-chain sidesteps that stack of intermediaries entirely, at least for merchant-to-merchant or platform payouts, where both sides hold the token. For everyday spenders, an indirect gain. Most consumers still touch stablecoins through a crypto card rather than by sending PYUSD directly, and that is unlikely to change overnight. Stablecoin-funded cards let holders spend a dollar-pegged balance at any merchant while the network handles conversion behind the scenes, which is why stablecoin spending has become a category of its own. PayPal's move does not put a card in anyone's hand, but it strengthens the supply side. The more native liquidity PYUSD holds on a low-fee chain, the cheaper it becomes for card issuers and processors to source and settle it. The broader context is a stablecoin market running hot. Stablecoin transfer volume hit a record in June 2026, and euro-denominated tokens have surged under Europe's MiCA regime. PayPal issuing PYUSD natively on a payments-focused chain is a bet that the next leg of growth is merchant settlement, not just trading. Polygon has spent the past 2 years repositioning itself around exactly that use case. Worth keeping in perspective, this is an issuance and integration announcement, not a usage milestone. The test is adoption. PYUSD remains far smaller than USDT and USDC, and a native mint on Polygon does not by itself generate merchant demand. What it does is remove friction and risk from the path a business would take if it decided to settle in the token. The rails are getting cleaner. The volume still has to show up.